benefited from this offense that you're in. So it gives some uncertainty on what kind of offense you'll be in next year?
Not really. I don't really contribute just to the offense. I think it's the way we played as a team. It wasn't really just one person or the way the plays were designed. We didn't design it for one person to succeed. We designed it for the team to succeed.
Gary, with all these changes, do you have any second thoughts about?
None at all. I'm glad to be here in Cleveland. I want to be here when we turn this thing around, and I still believe we can.
Gary, you said winning is important to you every time we ask you about anything. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like another change kind of pushes that farther down the road?
It's not necessarily true, because it's happened to other teams. You can win the next year. It happens. You just never know what's going to happen. You just got to come and be ready to go each year.
When you hear a guy like Joe Thomas yesterday, he's always wanted to be here, and yesterday he said he would consider asking to leave just because of the constant turnover. Does that make you, reconsider anything or think about how long a process this is?
No, I'm still excited about being here, and I'm looking forward to turning things around. I have confidence that we can do that here.
A couple of players have said that better leadership, better football decision makers need to be brought in. From your perspective, do you agree with that assessment, and could you offer your perspective on it?
I think that will happen. I think it's in process of being done. I don't think there's anything we can decide on that kind of stuff. I think that's above us. All we can control is going out there and playing, and I think that everything else is above us. They control that.
But was it needed?
That would be what they decide. If they think it's needed, then yes, then it will be needed.
Do you know Sashi Brown at all?
I do not. I've met him a couple of times, talked to him a couple of times, but other than that, that's...
Did he talk to you guys today?
Yes, he did.
What was his message, or how did he come across?
Just that we're going to get things turned around, and that we're going to get things on the right track.
So were you impressed with what he said?
I was. I obviously, it wasn't a super long meeting. We had just a quick meeting. We have other stuff we had to get done, obviously. But I'm excited about it. I think we'll be fine.
So when you had your exit meetings, obviously you didn't talk to any of the coaches, right? Was it just Jimmy Haslam and Sashi Brown, or who else?
Yeah, it was just them. And then we met with our own tight end coach between us, ourselves, with our tight ends.
Did you want to get one more TD to break Ozzie?
It would have been nice, but it didn't happen. It's fine. I have no problem with it. Again, I would trade all those for wins.
Will you look back at 1,000 yards and team special?
I think everybody else will look back at it. I think it's very appreciative of that. And I'm just looking forward to trying to hopefully duplicate it next year.
What did you say about the quarterback position that, you were able to compile those types of stats?
We have confidence in all of our quarterbacks. We think they did a good job all year, and just got to keep going and improve for next year.